basically what we want to do is get some of what you said yesterday.
And then have you seen about the Cody Snyder?
Yeah,
I know his brother's Connor Snyder, which is Austin's best friend. I know where they live.
Where are they live?
On the corner of Todd Avenue and Clark Street, the greenhouse. It looks like they're all beat up. Over here by the snuggle.
I know where he's going. I know where he's going.
Yeah, no,
it's
cool,
really. I could have a seat, though. Just... It's June 23rd. It's 1:10 p.m. State your name for me again.
Ricky Root, age 14, 09-07-02.
Why don't you go ahead and just tell me what you know about all this, okay?
Everything.
Yeah.
All right, Austin came over my house Sunday evening around, like, between 6 and 8 o'clock that evening, a little bit daylight, almost dark. We was chilling for a little while.
You say that evening? Monday, Sunday, Saturday?
Sunday evening. We was chilling for a little while. I fell asleep around, like, 11:30, 12-ish, something like that. I guess Austin Burke and Nathan Moats left after I fell asleep. Austin woke me up around some, like, at 9 o'clock in the morning, sometime early in the morning. He told me he was leaving. I said, okay, he must have came back and then left again. He was all sweaty and stuff. After he left, I seen the stuff on Facebook about Brandon's sample, and I seen that Austin's name was brought into it, so I called Austin and asked him if it was all true. He said yes. He told me everything that happened, how he did it, why he did it, and everything. Then he came over to my house Tuesday, and I asked him in person about everything that happened, and he told me everything.
Yeah, tell me what he told you.
He told me that he left with Brandon. I don't know where. He just said Brandon picked him up. I guess him and Brandon didn't really get along about something, a gang in jail, and then I guess I heard Brandon Sample did something to a little boy. So Austin, I guess, took him to the back of Hatchet Man Road, and just then Brandon, I guess, brought up how stuff that happened in jail around the gang stuff, and Austin was like, it's funny you mentioned it. And then Austin, I guess, when he got out of the car, Austin told him to get to his knees. Brandon started crying. Austin said, look at me in the eyes. Brandon looked at him, and Austin just shot him. Austin said that Brandon started twitching, so he put the gun behind his, like, ear and blew his face towards his face, and I guess that's when he just left the body there and he left.
Okay. Did he say what he did with the body? Did he do anything with
it? He told me he buried it.
Told you he buried it. Okay.
He told me he dragged him into the woods as far as he could.
Okay.
Took him back there as far away from where the trail was. I guess he said he buried him. He went back to the car and left.
He drove Brandon's car out of there?
Yes.
Did he say where he took Brandon's car after that?
No.
He didn't, okay, he didn't mention Brandon's car after that. So, Austin and Nate were here on Sunday.
Yes.
With you.
Yes.
And they were got here sometime between 6 and 8 p.m. And then, what time did they leave?
I went to bed at like 11:30, 12. So they probably left around like 12:30, something like that.
Okay, so that was, you're talking after midnight?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. But then Austin told you Brandon picked him up, but he didn't say where?
Yeah.
Told you that he took him to Hatchet Man Road and shot him in the head.
Yes.
And then buried him, dragged him into the woods, you said.
Yes.
Anything else you remember from that time?
Yesterday when I was talking to the jury, I forgot about it, but they brought it up about the heroin. I guess Brandon had a little bit of heroin on him, and Austin asked me if I could sell it, which I didn't know. He said he had about a 40 of it. I told him I didn't know anybody who did that. That's about it.
Okay, Austin told you that Brandon had it?
I asked him, what he, like, did you get anything from him? And all he said was, like, a 40 of heroin.
You mean, what did you mean by that? What did you get anything from him?
Like when he killed him, I asked him, like, did you rob him for anything? He said, I had some heroin, about a 40. He asked me if I could sell it, and I told him, no, I don't know anybody who does that. Somebody texted my friend last night, and they said that my name, my full name, Ricky Root, went down and testified against Brandon. I mean, Austin yesterday. It was on everything Courtland. It was on the site.
Who said that?
My somebody texted Deidre and told her that my name was all over it and everything else. That our names, Ricky Root, Haley Root, Deidre Keener. I'm a minor. I asked before I even did it, is anybody going to know about this? And they said no.
No, nobody's supposed to.
Well, it was all over the site, Ricky Root, and everybody went down and testified against for Austin Burke.
Everything and anything Courtland can. Jeff asked to join the group, I did not yet, but Deidre said that her friend had called her last night and said that their name was all over.
It's still on it?
I have no idea. I'm not in the group, but this is the group. I'm not in the group, so I cannot see nothing.
Your friend don't even know me and knew my first and last name.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but yeah. We did go in there and talk to the Courtland police. Deidre and I did about the messages on her phone, and we had to write a statement.
Yeah.
My name wasn't in it, but Deidre and Ricky's was. And Deidre was like wondering. I thought it was all private.
It could be from the statement.
That's what I said.
Not
but
the jury.
That's jury. What I was saying, too, but Deidre said that when Taylor had messaged her and told her, like, hey, my mom just seen your name on there, was that to that course, you know what I mean? And it's a private group, so I feel like it's a closed group.
Yeah.
I feel like people are just making it to add people into it so they can talk about what they want inside of it,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But
right.
Then again, I don't know. Because I'm not inside of the group. They won't accept me. That's the third time I tried.
Yeah.
But there's one that said, I am so Niles, and then Glowing Dolls, related groups to what this is.
That's
how I know it's not a real group, because
yeah.
Otherwise it would be like Niles area, Warren area, and
yeah.
Stuff like that. But it says, I am so Niles. Glowing Dolls, claiming gossip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I know it's not, like, a real group, but
okay.
I have no idea. There are 6.5K members. Took it to close groups, though.
That doesn't make any sense. That they testified a grand jury.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see all those people there, you know. Whoever did it, we could figure out who they are.
A lot of trouble already.
You said Connor Snyder is Austin's best friend.
Yeah, they grew up together.
Because Connor stole $5 from me a while ago, and I knew Austin, and me and Connor was fighting, and Austin texted me like, yo, you fighting with my brother? I'm like, he's your brother. He's like, we're basically brothers. He's my best friend.
Okay. And Cody is his brother?
Yes. Have you heard anything about anybody that could help Austin put that car down there?
No.
Austin told me he was by himself.
Alright. Think of anything else I need to know?
Do you want me to describe the gun again?
Yeah.
Alright. It was a 22, a 25, and I don't remember. It was like three guns built in one. It was like a special edition gun. It had a marble handle. It was black. It was like black and a smoky white. It was pretty cool.
When did you see the gun?
I seen the gun like, I'd say like the Wednesday before.
Okay.
It was something like that.
Okay.
Like, I didn't see it that night, but I seen it before.
Did you see it after?
No.
Or you didn't see it after?
Okay.
So you said it's a 22?
Yeah, he told me it was a, because I asked him, like, what kind of gun is it? He's like, it's a 22, it's a 25, it's something else. It's like, he said it was like an expensive gun, there's not very many of them.
Okay.
And like, there's a little switch that's when you flick it, the barrel like pops up, and it looks like a one-shooter, but you got the clip, like,
okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. You seen it again, would you recognize it?
Yeah.
There's a little thing, like a little switch, if you flip it this way, this part pops open. It's not where you put the bullet in, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see where he got it?
Hours. Yeah, hours.
Okay.
Austin's always had a lot of guns. I don't know where he gets it.
Alright.
He was actually going to find out who it was that posted it, by the way. She got hold of her friend Taylor.
Wayne, do you think of anything else we need?
Do you want to tell them about that people girl who's been harassing you on Facebook?
Yeah.
That is one girl that is, I do know, that has been sharing and posting a whole bunch of stuff on
that Facebook. That thing that I made that I said I was with Austin, that could have happened, but yeah. I didn't mean for it to sound like that.
Yeah.
They're sharing, like, isn't that like harassment?
It went viral. It went viral.
Oh, I know it did. Believe
like
me.
21 shares on Facebook.
I had one person text it to me right after it happened, and then not 5 seconds after that, I had about
10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem with putting stuff on.
And I mean, we keep asking. Yeah, I deleted it from yours.
Yeah, I deleted it, but everybody already screenshot it.
Yeah,
that will delete it from a lot of places.
It's
but
just
it won't
not
be able to screenshot.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're gonna do about that. The best thing to do is don't comment.
That's holding that. It's talking. If I grab the book yourself away from them, like you're not allowed on Facebook.
Don't comment on it because it just beats it.
Yep.
It'll be old news in 2 days.
They were just making me mad the way that they was talking about Austin because I couldn't believe it at first. But then I started thinking, I'm like
I said, he was bragging about it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Not something just, I could keep in, true or not. So
yeah, if you don't go on there and say anything, they'll move on to something else, man. Because somebody else will say something even odder. Just stay off
there
for a little bit.
But
it beats itself.
Do you have any idea if Austin met up with Cody or Connor that night again?
No.
What about Jeff Patty? Do you have any idea who that is? Jeff Patty, I've never heard of him. Alright. I think that's all we need right now.